tonight.
Start now.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay, we'll open the meeting at 6:02. Are there any additions to the agenda?
One for me.
I don't know if we need to add just to be able to make some dates so we can interview for transfer station.
Okay, so is that a motion? You made a motion
Yeah.
to
What
add
is the motion?
application.
To the
Establish
motion would be
dates.
establish dates for
Okay.
interviews for transfer station.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Well, I think we'll jump around a little bit. Seems like you came over.
Oh, Mira's got her hand up. Mary?
Oh, I'm sorry, that was just a mistake.
Okay.
Okay, we'll jump around and go to the townwide reappraisal and open those bids. And we're going to open the bids, but we're not going to make a decision at this point because I'd rather have David involved in it.
Bill. Hi, this is Mary. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yep, he can hear you.
Oh, okay. I did invite the bidders to come tonight, but they're not here.
Yeah,
And because
one of them is here.
is he?
Yeah, just here.
Well, I don't know, but I'm thinking you should wait until you have a quorum. But,
We have a quorum.
oh, okay. So I hear you. Okay, I'm out of it. I just was my suggestion.
Okay.
One, two, or three. This is priority. What's that? Right over here. Could you read off the name of the bidders?
Well,
Well, the company name or
yeah,
whatever.
it'd be easier like these when we open them.
We
But looking at them,
They look the same, don't they?
yeah,
Okay.
are
Fairfax Adamant.
odd.
The address is a different.
Felton, them, yeah, it's the same name there.
Right, but this is a different address.
Yeah.
This is Fairfax, Virginia,
No,
Vermont.
Ted Nelson is from Fairfax, Vermont.
The Vermont appraisal companies are under.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. And then this one.
Must be a number.
We'll just open them up and see
Oh,
what
is
I
that?
know.
Yeah, I guess that might be. Okay. Yeah. We can all open
What's
them.
the name?
That Vermont appraisal company.
Well, just Vermont, pretty specific.
Yep.
Fairfax, Vermont.
Like we said, we're not going to make a decision because it might take time to look them over and get David involved in it. And
Oh, yeah.
We were advised you wanted three copies, so they're all the same. It's three copies of the same
Okay.
document.
I'll put this.
Carol, there's another person looking to get
Yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I already let him in.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It's Jordan Matt for anybody
Yeah.
who wants to know. So.
Got it.
He's from Vermont, a appraisal company.
They're gonna review.
That's fine. Are you looking for the price?
Yeah.
It's on the middle of page four. It says costs and payment for services.
That's page just, yeah.
Right in the middle. It's a $125.26 parcel.
Yeah. Or 400. No, so there's a lot to read here. So definitely gonna, I'm not going to sit down and read it all tonight. And
have you ever done less than that before?
Personally, I haven't. I've filled in this 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Every day.
Sounded familiar.
I'm 2 months.
Did he?
Hold off another 10
years. Wouldn't that be nice?
I will here. Yeah, there's three copies there. I just. On page four is the bottom line number, okay. But
and what's the other company, Bill?
I think there's Nimric.
Oh, Nimric, yes. Okay.
That one is the same information as this.
That's what I'm wondering. That's one
let,
of the
let, let me just see your envelope. What's the return on that? 121 Old Church Lane, where?
Admin.
69. See, these are two different. I don't know.
But they're both, it's both Nimric. What's the price on that?
I'm trying to compute it. It was.
Excuse me, I can explain. I can explain the.
Mary, hang on, Mary.
May I speak out loud?
Yeah.
To the audience too. $3,375 per month for 24 months. It looks like it's about a little over $8,000.
81,000.
Yeah, 8,100. The math.
81,000.
Sorry, 81,000.
These are the same thing.
Okay, is that what you get?
Yeah.
All right.
So when I divided the 81,000 by the 710 parcels, it ended up being 114.08 a parcel.
701 parcels.
There's 700 parcels that are
this one
accessible.
Says 710 parcels.
Right.
And
this one that's responsible. We're supposed to do the non-taxable.
Both of them show 710.
81,000.
Okay, it might be
81,000.
81,000, yeah.
But their number,
one tax.
Their number comes out to 95 per parcel. That's based on what it says. It says beyond this number. Oh, okay, beyond.
Hearing.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
If there's anything.
Right. I mean, if there's additional.
Yeah. So right. you figured out at what?
Yeah.
114.08.
2,375 per month, 24 months, 81,000. Okay, that's Nimric, right?
Yeah, Nimric.
All right, then we got the Vermont, the other one.
Yeah, and they were 125.
125.
125, 26.
I don't know if you, of course, we've got to keep both of these, but I don't know which envelope it came in then now.
The one Bill has was in the one that says certified or it's not received or whatever it is.
This one says received.
That's your draw.
Not that I think it really matters that I say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me, I just want to. I messaged Ed from Nemrick because we hadn't got his bid, so he sent out another one. That's why there's two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, didn't hear. Why was there two?
Because they hadn't gotten the bid, so they sent out another one, but they both came in. They had already sent one, but we hadn't received it, so she told them and they sent a second one.
Yeah, no,
But they're the same.
that look right here.
Yeah, this is the. Yeah. Do you want to look at this one there?
Thank you for changing your agenda.
I do have a quick question.
Yeah, certainly.
So if there's beyond what your price is per parcel, if there's a hearing, how much, what do you charge per parcel? Do you have an hourly rate?
We
What do you guys charge?
since we participate in grievance hearing as part of that,
Okay.
we would have informal student propose to come in on an informal basis before the formal grievances. So we'd spend 3 or 4 days here, and people could come in and ask questions and get information, and then they'd have the formal grievances. Sometimes people come back, sometimes they can't make the informal, so they sign up for the formal grievance. But we'd be here for 2 grievance periods. And then the Board of Civil Authority meeting with, if you know, generally you might have 10 to 20% of the people grieve and come into the appeal to the Board of Civil Authority. So if you have 700 parcels, you might have as many as 75 to 100 people come in with questions about their properties. Especially if the economy is softening out, where the market is perceived to be going down, we have more business we felt in grievances then. The appeal to the Board of Civil Authority, if you had 70, you might have 10 or 15 people come to the Board of Civil Authority. And we generally, depends on who participates. Jordan was newer at this, so he would be less than if I did it. I've been doing it for 35 years or so, and so you know I get paid a little better than he does. But we would usually charge by the day, and try to lump everything together. So you have 2 nights of hearings, and we'd work half a day. That'd be 1 day or something like that, whatever. And
Did you
the
notice
more the
that?
listers do, the less time
I
and
didn't look.
expensive
I
it'd
didn't
be for the
see.
town on
I might
those
think of that
appeals,
written
you know,
down
that kind of.
somewhere else, but just thought I'd put it
You
down.
know, it's a hike for Jordan and I, so we
Yep.
would welcome the listeners doing as much as possible, and that would save it that money. But
And what was your start date that you could?
we're proposing to start in May of this year, so we have 2 summers to do like our properties, and we would try to make sure we get into every house that's where the property owner allows us. You know, as you probably know, you don't have to let the listers or the assessors in, appraisers. But you know, we would try to do a thorough job, go door to door, you know, take 2 summers to do all the lake properties.
Start in May of this 2026, and
That's
you're
correct.
finishing.
We would have all summer in 26 and all summer in 27, and it would be for the 28 grandmas.
Thank you.
I guess my question, because I wasn't here when you did this, is there an advantage to doing it sooner rather than later?
Well, I think I heard someone grumbling about this, and I agree with her. If you can postpone a reappraisal or not doing, you're better off. You know, I'm the devil incarnate to some people, and I understand that. You know, I've tried to get my kids involved in this, and they've summers when they're in college, but they won't do this. So it's not a fun, it's not an enjoyable job, you know. You know, the best time to do it is when the market is peaking, especially if the market stays flat. So you have a good long time. The state's adopted legislation saying they want a reappraisal every 6 years, especially if your coefficient of dispersion gets bigger over your CLA gets smaller. But they're going by COD now, the coefficient of dispersion. And so, you would have every reason to postpone that if your COD is tight or your CLA is up, around 100%, 95% or 98%. And it stays there. And that's what we're finding now, because I think the market, the real robust times we saw 2 or 3 years ago have softened up. And this will be the third cycle that I've worked in. From 2003 to 2007 was very similar. 2007, it flattened off, and then we went into a recession, of course. And so some of the grand lists we worked on through that real strong period, we went back to the towns, and for a small fee, we indexed the values down. We actually lowered everybody across the board during the recession. And you can still do that, but there's no incentive to do it because the state wants to see full inspection reappraisals every 6 years. That's the new thing.
There are enough of you guys out there to do the whole state every 6 years?
No, and I'm looking at a rocking chair. I mean, I've been doing this. I'm old enough, so I'm
Want to
hoping.
retire?
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. So I would participate with Jordan, but this contract, if we're awarded the contract after you discuss it, this would be primarily for Jordan and other people in our company. And I would help him with the schedule, land schedule, and depreciation schedule, and help him stay on pace and do some, if he can't work one day, I'd bail him. But, it's my answer is I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, which is put it off as long as you can. But the other better answer is do it when the market is coming to a peak, especially if your crystal ball says it's going to stay there. If it's going to flatten or lower, then it's a real good question you ask, and I don't know the answer. Especially if it starts dropping.
Well, it's better for the town when values are higher, but not better for us
Right.
property owners.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
That's one thing.
They did do the adjustment for the school tax rate, so you're not punished as much now if your CLA is dropping, but it's still better to keep it as close to 100% as possible, I think, for school tax purposes.
Do you know what our town is at? Mary probably knows, but what is the
You see,
percentage right now?
I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't have that on
S 66 CLA and 24 COD. So we're low on CLA and we're high on COD.
In a perfect world, you're at 100% for your CLA and COD zero. So you're about two-thirds of where you're listed. We're not,
Yeah, we're about two-thirds of
yeah.
the market value.
But that, judging from the sales in the Chronicle, every town's about in the same position.
Most
Prices.
towns, I think a third of my towns, maybe you know better, but a third of them got an order to reappraise.
Yeah, across the state, the statewide CLA is 93, I think.
Well, that's not bad.
Because they use that in the adjustment now. And that reflects towns that have been appraised in the last 5 years. That's what helps pull them.
Well, I know Barton's doing it too, so I'm going to be hit twice this year.
Okay, well, we will. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean your tax is going to go up if the whole town's bringing
That's right.
money. Yeah.
That's true, and especially with the payment, the state payment. It's really a big unknown, what the impact is on property taxpayers.
Yeah, their education tax is what determines.
That's the
Yeah.
biggest determinant on our taxes.
Well, thank you, folks,
Thank
again.
you.
Okay, yeah,
You
thank
know, you
you.
folks or the listeners know how to get in touch with us. So
Yeah, if we have any questions,
we
we
realize
just.
we're a little higher. I think we're worth it. I'm going to sell it, pitch it. But, it's ultimately your decision.
Yeah,
And
well, we'll
why? Why
read
wouldn't
over
you be
it.
higher?
Well, we didn't know what they were going to bid.
No,
And
of course not. But I
yeah.
mean, is there a difference? You, they
No, we're
only would
better, of
know
course.
already. You're better.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that. I mean, we do really put in our effort. We try to go door to door, and you're gonna have to check references and see which company you're more comfortable with, and what style of reappraisal you like better. It's your call or the board.
Yeah, we'll have to sit down as a board and take time to read through all of it, and then sit down as a board when we have everybody here. Thank you.
Stay warm.
Yeah. Subscribe.
You're welcome.
Thanks for coming, Ted.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks for coming out. You're welcome.
Well, Jen, you wanna go now or sit through the whole meeting?
Had time for a toddler, so,
Yeah.
and I don't think Jeff can do that alone. I have
Yeah.
kids, full disclosure, but yeah. I have never presented as a board, so Jennifer Woolard, Westmore resident. I am here this evening, basically as an ask to the select board to use the town email distribution list to conduct an education survey for Westmore families. And just to kind of frame it up a little bit, to give you kind of a little context, over the last several months, I've been meeting with different Westmore families. We have some families that have been here a long time. We have some families like myself, grew up here, moved back, raising our family. And then we have some very new families within the last couple of years that have just moved to the area. And of course, the biggest kind of topic that rises to the top is education. And again, we're all coming from different perspectives. But I think the thing that challenges us is that, as we all know, Westmore is very unique. We do not have a school in town like every other town in our surrounding, county and area. We're also kind of just geographically placed at an intersection with several school districts, not just Orleans Central, but North Country, Kingdom East, Kingdom Choice. Like, there's all these different school districts kind of surrounding us as well. So I think, given that and then this evolving state legislation around Act 73, where ultimately there will be some changes to school consolidation, governance, accessibility, it was kind of a timely and honestly pertinent time to kind of formalize more our education interests as a town. And so, as the select board knows, a couple weeks ago we held just a virtual community education discussion, which you were there. There weren't a lot of families, to be honest. But we invited our town school board representatives, who all three showed, and they were great at answering questions. We learned a little bit about the history as to why Westmore only is assigned to Orleans Central Supervisory Union, and why we chose not to be affiliated with the other school districts. So, they answered some of those questions, but I think what I kind of took away from that meeting is that there's a lot of diversity in the needs of the families related to education in Westmore. And maybe the needs now are different than they were when Act 46 happened and we decided to stick with Orleans Central. Like one family shared, they're closer to another school district. And you remember being on the school bus, it was like an hour ride, so I think about all these kids that are, in on the bus for an hour every day, where,
Yeah, I drive
yeah,
it.
I just think about other kids over the hill could easily access Charleston Elementary for a 10-minute ride. So proximity is certainly one of them. We have a lot of families that actually access childcare south of Westmore because, frankly, we have no childcare in the kingdom. And it's really important because parents do not traditionally work within a school hours, so they need before care, they need after care. They might have another sibling who's, preschool age. So having a bus pickup location at childcare is essential. And again, if we don't have childcare, they're not going to pick up and move their kid to the school district to have that. Other families work, travel patterns, whatever it is, brings them north, west, south, but just not in the same direction as our assigned district. So that kind of brings us to this idea of just doing a survey to kind of understand what the needs are, because I think there's a lot of opportunity for this grassroots kind of community. Like, what is the voice of the residents and the families in Westmore? For so many of us, I think we just didn't have a choice, right? We had to go to Barton or Orleans. And maybe given Act 73, there's another opportunity to open this up. We totally understand there's so many logistics involved, like travel and transportation, all those things. So for today, I think the ask is kind of just to open the door to like survey our families. We created this 12 question survey that's basically like who are the families? Where are you receiving your education? Is it in district, out of district, private, homeschool? We actually have quite a few homeschool kids in Westmore. What are their experiences? What are their interests? If we were to consider the future of this Act 73, just very basic questions, but to get kind of the voice of Westmore again. I will just explicitly say that this is not coming from the school district. It's not coming from our school board representatives. It wouldn't be coming from the town or the state. And we would really be explicit in how we, I think, voice that if we were to be able to send it out via the listserv of the town. But it's an opportunity for us to collect that data to be able to then share with our school board, to share with state leaders. Our education committee in legislature, like right now, they're moving on Act 73. And last week, they actually just proposed a new draft map of consolidation. And Orleans Central was paired with Orleans South, which is like Hardwick. And so that even extends us even further east, which is like, not that our kids would go to
That's
Hardwick.
awful.
But we just think about, again, a lot of our families are down in Burke. And so having just these conversations about what the needs are, I think, is important. So I don't think we're asking for anyone to take a stand at this point. The survey certainly won't, it doesn't have any weight behind it as far as like there will be a vote or an outcome. It'll again just be a way to like take our voices and bring it to the leadership. And the reason we're asking for the town the listserv is because we have all these like informal networks, we have social media, we have word of mouth, but I think to be like really equitable and efficient. And to reach the families, I think if we had the leverage of the town, I think that would be helpful. But again, acknowledging it's not a town survey, I think is important. And again, I think the sooner the better because things are evolving so quickly in legislation right now. So that's, I guess, my spiel. And I'll, if you have any questions or thoughts or concerns, like.
Well, Jen, the distribution list is pretty extensive. I don't know what you think about distributing to many folks who say, "What is this? It doesn't have, I don't have anything to do with this," given that there's a small population of families with children.
Yeah.
Just be aware of that. What do you think?
Well, I think that would be part of the opener that this is for Westmore families or for families with either school age or near school age children. And I built surveys many times and we build in what we call survey logic. So even like if they do enter the survey, for instance, the first question might ask about, if you are a family or if you are a full-time resident. And if they say no, you're kind of booted out. And thank you for taking the survey. Maybe the second question is, do you have children in, ages 0 to 18? No, you're booted out. I mean, not booted out,
Right.
that's a
So
terrible way to
just
put
if
it, but
people would
yes.
be aware, advised that if you're done,
Yeah.
if this is not applicable to you, just quit
100%.
it.
Yeah. And if it, yeah, and I think we'll be able to tell, again, we're a small community. I wouldn't want it to go beyond the borders of Westmore. So I don't want people sharing it. So I think that's all part of the email. The instructions on that, I think we could be very explicit, like for how people to complete it and
One of the concerns I have is we would need the people's permission to share that email address because we do not share their emails or their telephone numbers, and we tell them that when we get
yeah.
that from them. So then the town would have to send something out to everybody first to get that permission from people.
We don't
Not
ask
have to
for
go
that
that
when we
far.
distribute other stuff. We don't ask that. Other
Well,
stuff that comes on the distribution list isn't don't doesn't require
right,
notification.
but we're distributing it. This would be giving them the emails,
No,
which
we don't need the emails.
no.
We would be asking the town to distribute it on our behalf. Yeah. Yeah. For
Yeah,
certain,
so it's just a
yeah.
distribution, like would usually
Might
come
be.
from the town clerk office.
And even in the survey, it would be anonymous. However, there would be an option if people are interested in engaging in further conversations to leave their contact
So how do
information.
they respond? If they respond the survey to send it to the back down to the town
It would be
clerk, are you going
electronic.
to create
It would be electronic on either SurveyMonkey or another platform. Unless
Okay.
somebody had specific accessibility issues, I always make a note that if you, for whatever reason, cannot, even if it's bandwidth, cannot, take this survey online, we can send you a paper copy, or that, we can figure that out. I think there's so few families, and I think most of the families are probably used to taking electronic surveys through schools or have some experience.
How do you how do you call your group something, or you put it, or is this going to be under the auspices of a citizens group, or?
Well, it kind of was born out of the Community Cases and Activities Path Board. So I think we probably, just to consistency, keep it kind of under that.
Right. How do you do that, though, with responses? That's the only thing it seems like.
So the responses will be aggregated on the platform. We don't even have to worry
about that. Like you said, if I couldn't make that work to do it that way electronically, who do I mail it to?
Oh, I would be the point person. And I don't mind playing that role. If that happened, we're so small.
Oh,
if
yes, I know, but I'm just thinking of all the steps.
Yeah, I don't mind being the point person for it, even if people just had general questions. And again, I'm not a school board representative, so I can't answer, those kind of questions. But
did you propose this to the three school representatives when you were talking at that meeting?
Yeah, it was kind of the outcome.
What did they think? Did they think it was a good idea?
Yeah, I think everyone was in agreement that.
So it's Callie, Linda, and who's the third one?
Megan.
Megan.
Yeah, that we need to have a data-informed path forward. So if this academic is evolving, we need to be able to have the voices of Westmore. And, it was very clear from that meeting, because there was some conversation, well, if Westmore families are interested in having a voice, come to the district school board meetings.
Yeah.
But if they don't want to be part of that district, that does nothing. So that's where I think people are feeling like, well, where do we go? What do we do? So if we can collectively gather information that says, hey, 25% or 40% of our population or families are interested in going to North Country or Kingdom East, would that be enough evidence to say, can we be part of NEK Choice, which was an option for us at one point? So it could still be, but maybe not that 7th grade. There's so many pieces to it, but I think
But gathering the initial data would definitely help.
Yeah.
In your, John Zimmer, in your conversations, did the school, the board members offer the student list? Because I know those are hard to come by.
So they did mention that they could do some outreach to the OXU school list. However, that excludes homeschool, private school, independent school, districts.
Right. But they know how many are in, which would be
there was
data.
Some concern that there's some kids in Westmore that are going to out of district.
They should have.
But who that is, though?
They should have access to the homeschooled students, because
they have to register, don't they?
Correct, and they have to be logged where they're going. Otherwise, it's truancy. And
well,
that gets into a whole nother.
They didn't say they did. And then the preschool age, they don't, absolutely. So the 0 to 5, they have.
Preschool is a whole different ballgame, because you have school choice within the state.
Okay. Preschool. At the preschool?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it's under a whole different thing.
Yeah, there's universal pre-K, but it's still, so like if, for instance, I'll give you so my son goes to a school, preschool in Burke, which we have to pay for. And there are other schools within the Kingdom East District that offer preschool, but because we're not part of the district, there's still a wait list. And if there's not enough capacity, you can't get in, even though it's universal. So it's still not like that as like black and white, and it makes it kind of tricky still. But yeah, so some of these newer families, their kids may only be 2 or 3. So, as Act 73 is put in place by 2028, what will that mean for Westmore? Like, will we be sending our kids to, if Barton, for instance, or Glover closed, which they are talking about, right? Where will our kids go? So just trying to get ahead, I guess, of some of these. I don't know.
Do you have anybody helping you?
Yes.
One couple of the other mothers or something.
And there's actually some families in town where they're school administrators for Kingdom East, so they're very well versed in the kind of school policy. And so
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I definitely don't want to sign your mother up for any more work.
I didn't register. Yeah, she didn't.
Well, that's
But you didn't tell her why, right?
Well, I just to agree to
well
let this let the distribution list be used. What work would there be for the town clerk?
Questions to me, so it doesn't come back to her. I think too, because I don't want her fielding a bunch of questions.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Her time is,
That's what I'm thinking.
You know, providing the distribution list if we so agree.
Basically, she would probably have everything ready.
Yeah.
Send it to her and say, take and attach this to your list, the town list.
But then people start calling her and saying, hey, what's this all about? It could turn her day into...
That's what happens to her, doesn't it?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Well, bold, call Jen Woolard, my daughter.
Yeah, do not call me, I won't talk to you about it.
But you still have to take time to answer the phone and...
I don't want to...
That's true, that...
I don't want to add more to her...
Unless there's a way to say it's coming from a source, not from the town clerk.
Well, that's part of the leverage I think we need, because it rises it, elevates the reason to complete it.
I don't think we know the answers yet, but Elaine would be more apt to know if, but I'd like to add her opinion of what she thinks of
this issue,
this just giving out the list that is supposed to be kept in house. And
can you make a written proposal for the select board to have down all of the facts that they'd like to do, and then to be able to discuss it with
What I could do too is I can write down the process, I can draft the email, as well as send you what the survey would look like.
So yeah,
wouldn't that help you guys then to decide too?
Yeah.
But a lot, I mean, I know.
I understand.
We will be doing the survey, but again, I think the equitable and efficient route is to go through a way to reach everyone. If we just use the Westmore Commons social media page, or if it's just me talking to some of the parents I've been talking to,
it's not hitting everybody.
Yeah.
The other thing that I can't speak for everybody, but if you had some printed out surveys, on town meeting day on a table.
I don't think families come to town meeting day because they don't have childcare.
That's not all I know. They're doing childcare.
No, I'm trying.
Oh, you're trying.
And we haven't had anyone volunteer. So that's another.
You couldn't get any of the high school kids?
No, high school community service director has done a ton of outreach and no students. And of course, that's something we want a good fit. We vet them because we don't want just anyone watching our kids.
Yeah.
We haven't had any luck. So I think we're just gonna, if people want to bring their children to town meeting day, I hope that's okay.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Happens before.
Not the first time.
They're featured for me in civic engagement.
It's usually only 2 hours. Then it starts at 10 and done by noon.
But that's an option too, if we feel like that's a place to reach families.
I know. My thought was, even if they don't fill them out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody is a neighbor or a friend
mm-hmm.
that does have kids. They can always bring a copy and they can fill it out and get it to you too, Just another way to reach out.
I will say the Community Spaces and Activities Task Force, we did a survey last January and about the town forest use, about youth programming, and about the cottage.
Right.
And we mailed that out, I think. And we got 50 responses back. Mm-hmm. But it costs a lot to mail, and that was certainly So just trying to, think about the best way to reach people.
Good. So what was your suggestion, wrap-up?
Mainly, I want to talk to Elaine first.
Okay,
Because she's the one that would say, there's some rule in our policy somewhere. And
very.
I
know. I'm her daughter. I get it.
Okay.
What I can do also is just send... some information.
I think it would be helpful for them to know, especially if Elaine wants to say, okay, what is this? Does this make it legal?
Yeah.
Even if it's a legal question.
Yeah.
And
They'll be able to see it.
Yeah. Okay. And should I send that to her or should I CC the select board?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Jen.
Okay. Thank you for having me. Sorry,
I appreciate this.
All right. Yeah. Have a good one.
It's good for the town.
Yes, I agree.
Yep.
Future voters, again, future community members.
So Mary has dropped off, so, and so did the other
no
person.
One else.
Pardon?
No one else.
No one on.
Okay.
I'm just looking.
Yeah.
Oh, town forest management. Yeah, we'll go to that one on the old business, the town forest management. So,
sure. Yeah, hi, folks. As you all know, we've had the draft forest management plan for the town forest up on Long Pond Road on our website for over 30 days now. We sent out messages through front page forum and tried to get the word out. Westmore Commons, I think, also just letting folks know that the draft was available for people to review and provide comments. And we did get a handful of comments back.
Mm-hmm.
I think I forwarded the comments that I had to you folks. Comments related to the use of the forest for sugaring. A comment on the consult from the consulting forester who did the 2017 version of the town forest plan and had some recommendations for stand three, which is the one across Millbrook from kind of where the majority of the forest is located, and also comments around how to fund the actions and the roles and responsibilities around implementation if you know certain parts of the plan is implemented. So at this point, I'm just sort of, you know, bringing it back up to you, to your attention to see sort of how you folks would like to proceed. If you've had any, you know, if you have any sort of additional questions or comments for Jared Nunnery, who I've been working with, the Orleans County Forester, but just, you know, wanting to see if you folks were feeling like you were in a position of wanting to approve it or if you wanted additional time to review it. Just kind of drawing your attention to the fact that we've had it out there for a little while now for public comment, and did get some good comments back.
What do you say?
Yeah.
I don't think we have to keep waiting for more comments or anything, but you know, we do have to sit down and decide at this point where we want to go, or whether we want to leave it as is.
Well, I thought we just have to approve the plan itself tonight, right, Ethan?
Yeah, you don't have to do it tonight, but
right.
If you're willing to take that action, great.
Right.
I wanted to at least let Jared know sort of what the status of things were, and if there's additional follow-up, you know, point questions or issues, you know, that we should have him address. And there's really no urgency either. I mean, again, if you wanted to approve it, great. We can also, you know, there's some recommendations in here that would take some time. If we really wanted to move forward with some of the actions there.
Yeah, that would be implementation would be after we approve.
Right.
Right. Right. So that's the first action we have to have is approval.
I had a couple other questions.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get started to do reviewing the forest. Was it a mandatory thing?
No.
Someone wanted to sugar it. So then we, when
and
we got into it.
That's what precipitated it. Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering about that. I think I was in that meeting. I think that, as I said to you earlier, I found it hard to make comments on the website. I'd forward this to others that I know are interested in forest in our community. So, I don't know why I had a hard time with it, but it was not, maybe others felt the same way. So I don't know if hopefully it went to people who are really interested in and have done things in the forest, such as hiking or whatever. But anyway, if you think you've got enough comments, it's certainly thorough. But it's been a long time since anything was done there, right?
It's been a while, and I think there's a couple of good recommendations on how to sort of manage the forest for better forest health, certainly.
Is there a cost for him to now do that management? if you use Jared. I mean, he went in there and it didn't cost anything, right, to have him do his review because it was on a state thing. But if
Right.
it,
So as a town forest, that's where his services, are essentially available to the town, and he
correct.
can continue to do consulting work for us in terms
For
of
free.
for free. I mean, he's not the one. I mean, as far as actually coming up with kind of a more detailed management plan, I think we had that sort of for stand one. But he would want to be out there with any type of, loggers, anyone doing timber management, and actually
Right.
work directly with them
Right.
on sort of,
He
being
would
able
mark
to
the
mark the
tree.
trees
Right.
that would be
Okay.
good to thin out,
Yeah.
to increase the forest health. And I think maybe it's a more kind of near term thing too. He'd want to get out there and just reblaze, so remark the boundaries,
That to me
so that
was
that was
one
clear.
of the important things. That the shape of that forest was really kind of odd. It wasn't a block, from what it looked like to me. It was pretty interesting.
Well, I mean, it kind of is like a giant rectangle, but within it, like he had some sort of shape
Oh.
files around the different stands
Oh, maybe
that
that's what I
have
was.
different management actions
Because I think it
recommended.
does border the church's lot up there.
Yeah, and Bruce Tanner, I think, and Carmen Anderson both came to the meeting that we
Good.
had, so
Good.
they're fully aware of what
Right.
was going on, and my cousin Bruce Tanner. So,
Yeah.
we brought it
Yeah, they
to his
represent
attention.
the church for that property up
Yeah,
there.
because we gave them a right of way at one point
Yeah.
to come for the church lot to get in through the gravel pit.
Right.
That's right. And Bruce had asked about that again. I know we talked about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I
I
mean,
don't think it ever
yeah.
anything ever happened. We never
No.
got marked any, anything marked out.
But we have, that we've conserved that property of the churches, and it has been worked with him too, Jared. So
No, he's great, and he's happy to continue to work with us. Yeah, I think, again, kind of going back to some of the recommendations, I think that they would bode well for the really the long term management of the property, and just to make sure that we're doing things in a way that also don't aren't sort of counterproductive in terms of bringing in invasive species or other types of management challenges that would cost the town more. And I think ultimately, and I think I know we talked about this at our public meeting, and you guys were there, I know, Isaiah and Bill, and we talked a bit about I think just access there, but just what the town could, I guess, benefit from in terms of either having timberman the cost of timber management be able to cover be covered by some of the wood that would be harvested, and we could use as firewood for the town garage. Or I think we also talked about recreational opportunities. I know that there were some folks there that were interested in talking about the possibility of having maybe a couple hiking trails up through there. But those are the types of things I think that would take some time to kind of design. And if we did do some, we'd want to do whatever timber management first before we, I think, went and try to lay out anything related to recreation or anything
Yeah, I
else.
think that would be the first step, before anything, rather sugar or
Exactly.
it
No,
probably depends
potentially.
with Jared what we're looking for. If we're
Yeah.
thinking sugar place versus
Want to make
long
sure that we
term
retain that.
logging, 30 years down the road, what the timber value is going to be, is that's something I guess we have to figure out. And
Right. And he tried, and I know he did come up with some sort of rough estimates of what he felt like, not necessarily the timber value, but just looking at the, if you were to tap this, if you were to open it up for any sort of sugaring lease, just what the tapping potential should be, not over tapping, obviously, but trying to come up with a rough estimate of how many taps it might be.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out this weekend, 20 years, what the wood value would be versus 20 years of sugaring stumpage.
Yeah.
Where do you come out? Where's the
If you stump it, what's
what's
going to come
left?
back?
Then 100
That
years from now, you do
yeah.
it.
Well, the good thing is that you've really opened up the ability of at least the sugar bush there to grow to a more healthy, mature size. And whether or not anyone you ever wanted to lease it out, but that would certainly make that timber have a much higher value, obviously, if it had the opportunity to really get to a bigger, a more mature
Oh,
state.
fair.
And then you'd get more of an uneven age class, and more ability for replacement trees to grow in, which is important too.
I don't have any problem approving the
Okay, I'd
plan
like to
as
make a
is.
motion that we approve the Long Pond Road Forest Management Plan.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Done.
Great, thank you.
Let's get on
I
to
appreciate it.
making it happen.
Sounds good. Well, as the town tree warden, I'm happy to work with
Yeah.
continue to work with Jared, and we can look at if there's an opportunity to get out
Yeah.
there and try to replace and sort of remark the boundaries up there. I think that would be a good thing to do before some of those fade. Some cases they are fading.
Yeah, but you've already done a lot of work, Ethan. Appreciate it getting this
Yeah.
plan together. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thank you.
My
It was
pleasure.
really,
Yeah.
really well done.
It
Thank you.
was fun to be involved with.
Yep.
I know we kind of threw you in the tree warden and then threw a project out there
Yeah,
like
I know. I know. It was like.
that. It was a good way to test
Yeah.
the waters, I think.
Good.
Okay, I guess.
Next.
Next, John, did you have something in particular you're here for, or just
The town policy on grant procedures. I emailed that out last Thursday. Talk to it.
yeah, thanks for
Yeah,
Fiona.
so I think it's great. We're getting people who, town residents now who are helping us to find financing options for projects that they're suggesting. And I want to encourage that. But it's brought up a new issue where any grant the town has the fiduciary responsibility for. And what I wanted to do in is give these folks in particular, but it also worked with you guys, on giving them clear guidelines on what the grant process is, who has to be involved when, what the process is, and how we're going to manage it afterwards and retain the records properly, which is what any grantor, federal, state, private, is going to look for. But the grants technically can't be given to individuals. They have to be given to the town. So I want to set up guardrails on either side on how we
Yeah.
go down the road to do it
Right.
rather than just let it.
Do you want it to be a policy, you mean, or
I got a policy here. But
Policy.
the policy is, there's a purpose. Purpose is twofold versus to recognize that the town of Westmore is responsible for any grants awarded to it or any of its boards, commissions, or departments. And the
Okay.
second is to establish procedures to increase efficiencies and ensure adequate risk reduction. And then it goes from there. It talks about who has to sign the grants. It has to be presented to the board before we apply it. The
Yeah.
town will apply for it.
Yeah.
The town will administer it. The town will close it. It doesn't preclude these folks from going out and finding it and bringing it in. And it doesn't
Right.
preclude them staying involved in it, but it has to go through proper channels each step of the way.
Sure.
And I don't think in talking with people now, I remember to do some of it. Not, it'd be easier just to give them a page and a half document and say, this is how we're going to manage the process for that grant that you're pursuing.
And who are you suggesting would it be the treasurer that would handle?
No, it's all in the policy. It's a combination of the select board, town clerk, and treasurer, and we all have
But
certain responsibilities.
ultimately, who is the person who kind of files everything and keeps track of all of that? And did you get it from the select board? Did you get them to say it? The
Yeah, a
procedures.
lot of it falls on the treasurer.
Okay.
A lot of it falls on the
That's what
treasurer.
belongs. Be because
Basically,
John has a stand
I'm just,
responsibility for
yeah,
grant.
I mean,
I thank
basically,
you for that, John.
it's a three-step process. The first
Okay.
step has to involve the select board.
Yeah.
Once the
I
select board
understand
blesses
that.
it, it falls to the
Yeah.
treasurer to administer and pursue. And then in the end, all the records have to be retained, which is a town clerk role.
Right.
So, and that's all spelled out in here.
And
But if
administer.
somebody outside of that group wants to do the actual filling out all the stuff,
Yeah, I mean,
that's where
they can do that too,
they
and
can
they
do
can
it all.
But it would still have to go be
But it would
approved.
have to be approved here. It would have to be given to me to manage and to present to whoever the grantor
Right.
is for
Right.
reimbursement, and the funds would have to come here. And I think it's something we want to encourage. It's great. People want to
Yeah.
help with this. And there's people that have contacts that we don't have. Another key thing is we don't want to pursue an award and have it awarded, and it blocks us from getting another award over here. So having it all come through here is we can coordinate things better.
Yeah.
So
Right now, where did you get the procedure? The LTC or that
I
policy?
shamelessly ripped it off from I think it was either Greensboro or somebody else.
Another town?
Yep. It's all
it's
And that's fine. I
and it's
just was
simple.
curious.
It's not
To be approved
involved. But
by a legal person first or reviewed by a legal
well,
person
because I'm not
before?
a it's more
So,
about
I think.
policy and procedure. It's not
Right.
statute, it's not governance, it's prescribed best
What?
practice. So
Just asking.
it's a policy.
Yeah.
There's
Yeah.
no penalty for not doing it. I would hope people wouldn't run off and do it on their own. I think there's reasons why they'd want to have our expertise to help with it.
It's just
Right,
it
because
seems
sometimes one grant will say, but you can't have had this grant or
That's
that
right.
grant
Yeah.
or whatever
Yeah.
in this amount of
Yeah,
time.
and
So
some say
you've
there's
got to
no
have some
contribution from the
control.
town, and others says there's 20% contribution from the
Right.
town. So if they're doing the same thing, this one you'd probably prefer. So there's things like that.
Establish those community of practices.
Sorry?
Good to establish sort of that community of
Yeah.
practice that, yeah,
Yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah, just stay ahead of it. Stay ahead of it. Because I think there's Pam helped with two small grants. Peggy's pursuing a grant. Meg Carter is pursuing a grant. So it's going. It's running. It's running. So I wanted to stay ahead of it.
Yeah, definitely. You don't want them doing all the work and then say, yeah,
That's another
you
reason.
didn't tell us,
And
you
didn't read the
didn't let us know
policy.
that
Right.
we yeah, our name's on here. It's
So I'll leave this. I can make copies.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
Leave
you.
this and then next week, maybe if it looks good, you can sign it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
okay.
that's what I'm
I
thinking.
really personally think it wouldn't be a bad thing to run it by Jim Marlowe just to make sure
Oh,
everyone's.
gosh, really? It's a policy.
Yep, and every
Yeah,
other
but
policy we've done
policies
has gone
are
through Jim Marlowe.
enforceable
What do you
or
think?
can be disputed unless you make
I
it something else. Make a
yeah.
different, use a different word.
I want to see what it
But
the wording is on it before
I think
yeah.
Elaine say we need legal
I think
counsel. Elaine would say, let's
we
get.
need legal counsel.
That's
Yeah.
right, Leah. She would.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm sure he can pick out something that would
And
change
maybe
it a
he'll
little
say
bit.
it'll
It's
just be fine, but a phone call to him about what it is.
$200 later, that phone call. That's,
Yeah,
He won't take a
exactly.
phone call.
Free? No.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's where.
That's why you're reluctant. Not ridiculous. The amount of advice I've given over the years. For free.
Yeah, no, lawyers don't come cheap.
Well, that was the gold standard that I had.
That's all you
That's
had?
all I had. What?
Okay.
Okay.
Were you working on the generator?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have that?
Agreement.
Elaine put it in the pack and
Oh, it's in
it's
here.
in there, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I'm just.
There's just some off. We contracted for the generator itself, and there's a
But
bunch of
there's
offs
some options that I
that
figure
we just need the
is
board
there a
should
new
decide on.
generator you're buying?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Is that one
generous.
shit the
Yeah.
It's the
That's so
five
helped by a
topics. Thank
generator.
you. Yeah.
But I'm glad you went to Brookfield because I've
Two
worked with
pages.
them before and it's a
Thank you.
never has anything. Yeah.
Stapler's gone.
And the generator replacement is scheduled for a week from Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. And we'll just need, we have to take the entire.
I wanted to talk to you about that too. With that structure up there, if they're putting a pad in and it has to be moved away from the window, wouldn't it be smart to just put the structure, the pad in beside it and put the generator on it? And then, because there's, and then you can pull the old generator out anytime, but you can use that as a little storage building or whatever.
Yeah, I guess we have to reroute the
electric
gas line.
Oh.
And potentially, depending where the wires extend, the wires from the generator, to get into some other things there.
Would it be on the upper side? Where is it?
It might be easier. It might be easier to put a shed somewhere else.
Well, no, I'm just was asking before they rip
the generator.
I hesitate moving. You have to move
the generator and then like his dog cow.
Yeah, but then
it's behind the old
behind the
top. Because of the window, right?
Yeah, it's not very big.
No, they said within the current footprint, just if I had enough room,
we're like
6 inches.
Take care of both these buildings.
Yeah,
this one and the product.
Yeah,
okay.
No, 5 feet from
we were looking at
it can be near a building.
From
I think you
I thought it could be near a building either.
Where, maybe if it's findable, and we ended up going with this rock field.
They came out and visited.
Service.
Yeah, so for say we're going to replace the whole thing.
Yeah, they were quite a bit cheaper than
D&D.
Okay.
Brookfield is cheaper than who?
D&D.
Okay, so what are
Yeah, with like 8,600 or something.
8,600?
Roughly.
Yeah.
So, general fund? General fund?
Infrastructure.
Infrastructure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's depreciable. It's an
asset. This general fund, it's like...
Keep spending
it. It's like... But, you know, that's where the ARPA money is. Where the,
well, and that's where our Bruce tax money is. And
there are local option tax, the lot.
Yeah,
the local all option of it. Just, you know, we call it the general fund.
Infrastructure is what it was. That's what it's there for. If you need roof repairs, you need.
Yeah,
there is.
That's why we put it.
How does it look, the infrastructure fund?
Well, that's one where we don't have a lot planned for right now.
Yeah, because. The big thing with that was we were going to put a roof on the town garage, and that was going
to
be 40 or 50,000. And Mark, and Mark paid for that. So,
and our big needs are in equipment and paving.
All right, we'll get to those. Yeah,
okay, well, we'll move along then. Thanks. Yeah,
did you want to pull that out while we're talking about the generator so we can?
Get it done.
Get it done.
I don't know which one.
She's got all kinds of goodies
for you. I don't even know of any. That's the town plan one. Oh, there it is.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to look at the.
Pull it up.
You've looked at it before, so
yeah.
Brookfield Service.
So it's the
$8,600. Yeah, but you know, then it'll be there's this.
Well, that's what this part of that is.
So, yeah, the service contract.
Okay.
This is a copy of the service contract.
Mm-hmm.
There's a annual plan for $456, and then they have what they call an program plan one. Program plan two is $756.
Are we obligated to take this service?
I think we're
aside from the
you're smart
generator itself.
I think we're crazy if we don't.
Well, What
Wait a
does
second.
what
Lee, what
does
do you
two
think?
have over one?
So what two has, in my opinion, two is crazy. It had dusting the hoses and dusting the interior and this and that. And they come out twice a year,
We're still talking about
which,
this?
yep,
Okay, number
which
two.
I think twice a year is way overkill for what that's gonna,
They like
yeah.
do that.
So to me, I would go with program plan one.
And they change the
They
oil and
change the
check the
oil. You
valves
got this
and
right there.
yep.
Program one. Read that
Yep.
one. What do they do for us?
That's right in front of you. If you want to read what
No, it's
exactly it
like.
does, that's everything. It does include batteries. So
Well, this
that
one doesn't.
does.
They're expensive.
They replace
They
battery for
replace the
those.
battery in
And you
it.
said one for, oh, this is plan one,
Yep.
right? We're not going with that one. We're looking at plan
I
two.
would
No,
look at
you look
plan
at
one.
plan one.
Yeah.
Look at plan one, not a plan
Correct.
two.
Yeah.
All right, here we are. Check the pH of coolant on site. Check release list. So when is this? Let's see. What has it done? Are they it's just up to them to decide when they're going to provide the service or
It
what?
would be annually, so after they install it, it would
Yeah.
be about 12 months.
My experience with them in other places that I've had Brookfield, service,
Yeah.
they come to Westmore, they call up all the people that have generators they service, and they come all in the same time period,
Okay.
pretty much.
Right.
Not always, but it's
But
something
obviously,
like
they're not
that.
going to come and service it in April if we just had it installed in February
True,
either.
true, true.
You
Okay,
know what I mean?
right.
And
Okay.
they probably
Does this get a price?
line
Yeah,
up
you
the
quoted it before. What is it?
$456
A year.
a year.
Do you have a generator?
Yeah.
And you get it from whom?
I got it from Gates, and they came every year
Yep.
and serviced it except for this year. And
Okay.
then these guys told me Gates weren't doing that
They
anymore.
no
It's
longer
like,
do it. I know they're all not doing it. It's
yeah.
amazing. Really? There's a
Well, I
lot
would have
of you
changed the
that.
oil myself if I would
If you'd
known
known, yeah. Okay. Two visits a year.
Well,
Yeah, plan
Farmyard,
one, if we're going to do
they
it. And
say
you're
yes, they
saying
only.
they
Did
do.
you get a quote from them?
So, are we all in
They
agreement to
didn't want to
plan
give us
one?
one.
We all in agreement for
Yeah.
plan one?
Yeah. I'm,
I
okay.
did see an ad that they were looking for a technician. So I
Yeah.
have a
Oh,
feeling about
Really?
that.
Yeah,
So
they didn't they knew about it, but they didn't
didn't
want
do
to give a
anything
phone.
about it.
So there's some other options available here too. So there's a surge protection unit to be installed to the transfer switch, which they recommend. It's another
Okay.
$195. But with the starter, the stator and the rotor have been fused together, that would prevent that from happening again.
So there wasn't one on that?
I don't know
Do you
about.
guys ever, get into this? Well, we've got a surge, got to have a surge protection. I never, we do that, and yet it's never happened that you need surge protection. It's rare.
Well, I've lost all my electrical and
Lost.
that
Yeah, I've
equipment.
had things
Yeah.
in my
Yeah.
house that.
Not to a surge,
Yeah.
but to a lightning strike close by,
Right.
and it
Yeah.
which
And
will put
then
out my.
there's the surge.
Yeah.
Right.
And you
Okay.
don't really know until.
After.
Yeah.
And then you
Yeah.
go,
I know
oh.
people who've lost their refrigerators and
Yeah.
freezers and
Okay. I think example is Ellie. She lost everything when she had that tree fall down on her line.
And a lot of them are more brown out than a
Right.
surge. It's
Right.
more
And you
weak
get
power.
disturbed.
This is,
Just
yeah. So
checking. Oh, it's
$195.
like
that's
nothing.
worth
Yeah.
it. Added to the 400.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a
It's
one-time
a one
purchase.
time. It's not
It's
every year.
every year.
This one's
Oh,
not
it's
every
every
year.
year we paid 400 plus the
No,
195.
no, no,
No,
no. Not
the
the 195.
195 is not every year.
Okay, we're going
That's
to
just a new.
yeah.
They're going to install something.
Yeah.
Okay,
So
got
the
it.
from we already did the service plan.
Yep.
These other things are something you would
Options.
buy.
Okay.
It's not a yearly, this is a
Okay, that
one-time
one. What else
fees.
do you like?
Well, they have an emergency e-stop button for $200. And my thought is you've got an it's a propane generator, you've got an emergency shut off to the generator. I think the e-stop button isn't worth it, but
Yeah.
that's me.
Okay.
Yeah, you
All right. I'll take your
turn
word
the.
for it. Done with that one.
Did we say yes on the surge or no?
I think we
Yes.
did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's,
Right?
yeah. I just wanna.
Everybody's experienced it, I
Yep.
guess, except me. Good.
So the next two things kind of go hand in hand. To me, I'm very torn on them. Basically, there's a wireless cellular kit that they can install that they or they can do internet monitoring service. So basically, if that generator dies, it could send you a text message or an email saying, "Hey, we tried starting up, but we didn't start up." Or, of course, they do like a weekly or a monthly runtime. Every time it runs, it'll send you, "Yep, generator's ready for service. It went, it did its weekly test was good."
Does it like the first one, does it have do we have to have it good internet service there for it to work?
Well, yeah.
I would think you're gonna have to have a
Well,
fountain, but
we
we have
don't.
the cottage there that gives
Yeah,
us
but
that,
it's
it's
limited, so.
limited internet service at this point.
Yeah. Well,
Why do you think it's limited? It's just the, I mean, it's a hotspot, basically. I mean, it has its own line, not a hotspot. It has its own line.
no, it feeds off this
No, it
place.
feeds off this
She's
one.
the, yeah, but one's
But it has a separate
commercial and
line.
one's regular.
Yeah,
The
but it.
regular one goes up here. The commercial one stays in here. So,
Right, and it's not like heavily used, so
no.
it's not like it's going to be.
Think you
But
have
it's still fed
service.
from here.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's
Yeah, forget that one. I
internet,
think you
yeah.
would have it. If you choose to buy it, I think you'll have plenty of service.
But she was just concerned. She said if there's something going on up there, she
She
wasn't.
would not know, but if
She
with
didn't
it,
know. Not that she won't know. She doesn't want phone calls saying, "The internet's not working up here. Can you do something?"
no, it would be the generators
It's,
not working,
right,
and
you both
she.
are talking two different
Right.
Yeah, we're talking
conversations.
two different
So
things.
the previous generator, did this, did we
It
ever need
don't.
internet, accommodation with the previous
It,
generator? No.
I don't believe they made it back then.
No, they did not.
Yeah.
So,
there's a valid point about
How much was it?
keeping
Well,
track.
it says so if you look at the one that says Internet Monitoring Service is 195,
Another
but
200.
it says you must purchase the wireless kit to get the service, and the kit is
Yeah,
$495.
forget that
Yeah,
one.
let's not get that right
No,
now. We
you can
can.
probably get it later if you buy
So,
it.
of course, John, curse you, John. Well, he prints everything out in either tiny writing or black and white, and then he there's always highlighted things, so I can't read everything. So there's a 5-year warranty on the Kohler motor that's included. Because we're purchasing it before 3/24 of 26, they're doubling the warranty on the motor itself.
Cool. 10 years then?
So we get 10 years.
For free.
Or for you, for.
For free. For the same cost as we, it's normally $1,050 that they charge. And it's for free. It's a promotion they have going right now.
Yeah.
Maybe I should call him. Yeah.
Now, for
Free.
the Kohler,
Fast.
the transfer switch itself, they have a 5-year warranty comes with it, but we can extend that to a 10-year for $299.
What are we up to? Over 1,000 now for this deal. Generator and all these options.
Well, you've got 456 a year, and then you have
So the transfer
195
station, the transfer
surge
box you
protector.
have that isn't good that's there now?
Yeah, that's
Probably because it's really old. That's what's
yeah.
happened in my house.
But if they're gonna put a new one in, that thing should be good for 30 years. I mean,
It's only warranted
Okay.
for five. But
But.
I don't know. I didn't get any of that with when I put mine in. I didn't. It's been there 10 years and everything's still running.
I just that's why I didn't make
You're
any
not
of
going
these
to believe.
decisions. I came here because if I
We
probably will,
have
you know what I
money.
mean? I
Yeah.
want to make sure that everybody's on the same page with it.
We have good money.
I
Town
know
money. People
we
money.
almost got ARPA funds to cover it.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
How about
you weren't here?
That's not on the list.
The
That was not on the list.
Yeah,
you sure?
ARPA funds, or we can do the optional tax. Oh, sure, we can use that too.
Not on the optional tax.
No,
no,
no. All of that, you know,
that's
all of that
backwards.
money now is dumped into what's called general fund. You know,
So
we want some money, folks.
Let's finish this up, Miriam. The last thing they said they recommend is an angle iron snow stand. It basically brings the thing up off the ground. With it being near the brook, they said it was a good idea to have it up off the ground. It's $385. And
you guys build one that sits on without.
Don't they usually sit on a cement platform or something?
Well, it has to be on a cement platform, but
right.
This would make it look like that, so it sticks up off the ground.
Yeah, because of the brook being there.
What do you think?
I would want that more than being able to
more
talk
the internet, right?
Yeah.
Do you want me to go yes with the angle iron stand?
I would be just because it's that close to the brook. If it that brook floods over, backs up in there, and it flooded that motor out, it would. I'm sure the warranties weren't.
But we
wouldn't
have no warranty.
Yeah, they would say, "Yeah, we don't warranty for floods."
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Act of God.
What do you think, Miriam? Act of God.
What, going with that one?
You want me to write active God?
Just tell me how much we were into this.
This was 385.
How much?
385.
For that.
Yep.
But
and
what?
one and 195 for the surge protector. Those
oh,
are
the
those.
585.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's 1 year. One time fee.
Yeah.
The 456 is once a year.
585 plus 456.
Yeah, but you can't add them together because the 456 is every year.
Yearly, there are
right.
other two one-time charges.
I thought those were optional too for 1 year.
No,
no, no. Of course, not the one the thing that's
time.
Off the ground. That would
yeah.
be permanent.
Right,
yeah.
And the other thing was
what was the other thing?
The surge.
The surge.
Oh yeah, the surge.
Now, if,
that's a once. Yeah. Okay.
If they put that thing there,
yeah.
they don't have to do pad work or anything, right?
They'll attach the angle iron to the concrete pad. It's like a precast. Like you can buy for the fuel oil
okay.
tanks, they
okay.
just set it on
just
the ground.
So what do you compute now for what we're into?
What do you mean total?
Yeah, those two options we selected.
Yeah.
Right. Plus the warranty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'd be 385, 195, and 450 cents. Yeah. 1,036.
We're still in the ballpark of what the other
yeah
and the other one would have added this on
also
no yeah so
yeah
I would say
go for the stand
the
surge
the
protection and the 1 year
yeah.
of plan one
yeah
you good with that Mary?
Yes sir.
Okay do we want to make
a
motion
motion?
To,
do you want to make a motion?
No,
okay.
make a motion. We go with a third protector, the 5 year plan one, and the stand.
It's a just a 1 year plan. Plan one it must be renewed annually.
I wonder if this is all in the infrastructure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Plan one. I'll just say plan one,
and then the angle iron.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see if it's covered in infrastructure. Probably not.
Yeah. Well, that's up to us.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's up to us.
No, I mean, if it's in the money's there. It's in the budget.
Yeah, there's money in the budget in the
this,
infrastructure.
The,
yeah. Yeah.
What
it's up to us to make.
Or?
That's one of our. Well, we get paid the big bucks to make that decision.
What decision?
Of
you,
where the
right.
money comes from.
Divided up, you get 50 cents an hour some days. Sometimes.
Okay, someone want to second that?
Second.
All those in favor? All right.
Aye.
Okay, yeah.
Could I ask a question about the scanner? What's that about? It's on the agenda.
Yeah. We're going to get there.
Road foreman.
I know, but I
road
saying...
foreman. Did he talk to you about that?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
If you can move that to your agenda on the top or something.
We're kind of jumped around here a lot.
I don't know.
Did that screw up for a minute?
No. I don't think so. He does them.
Oh, you're doing them. They're not
Yeah,
being.
no, he's doing them.
Oh, okay.
Not until after she gets back and gets it
Do you want to
squared
put this
away.
in the done file? Turn it over like Elaine usually does. We've looked at that. No, okay. Forget that one. Just keep
All
working through
right,
the
so we're
pile.
going to the scanner.
Yeah, we can scan it.
So, scanner.
What's that? What
We
is
have
that?
asked, I know I have asked, Bill's asked, David has asked for when they have, the truck, say the black van is worked on. We've been asking for, where's all the money going into this, into the equipment? And Dan says, well, if I had a scanner at the shop, I could scan the things in and put them in the computer. So
Scan what in
the
piece of
split.
paper?
The
Yes.
split.
Oh,
So you can scan them into the computer so that he can have everything on file.
so you get a printer.
Well,
Sorry,
it's a scanner and it's a printer. If you're going to get one nowadays,
it's the
it's
same
just as
thing.
cheap a bit more.
$15.
My thought is, you've got John in here that deals with all the bills. You've got Callie and Elaine. Why can't they run them through that scanner right there and put them in a folder in their computer? Whether it's Callie or whether it's John.
Yeah, we already got a scanner. That's enough.
But John told, point blank told me, because I had said in his Excel spreadsheet, it wouldn't be hard to add a line and just write, hey, Black Mac cost 20 grand because we had this, and this done. That's where the
Right.
money went. And he said that's not his job and threw his hands up.
Who did?
John.
John. Oh.
So we need to
What are you talking about, the black job and all that? What are you
I'm
talking about?
using it as an example, Miriam, that if the Black Mac had a kingpin
If the
or a
Black Mac
suspend
had a
Mac,
the truck. Oh, the Black Mac.
yeah, I'm
Okay.
using that because everybody
Okay.
knows the Black
Okay.
Mac.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you change a suspension system,
Yeah.
or if you change in the kingpin, or
Yeah.
if you're changing big ticket parts on it, we want to know, okay, well, that truck's costing us $80,000 this
Right
year,
now, you don't
as
know
an
that.
example, not serious note.
Right.
If that's the case, we know that truck needs to go down the road, right? But if it's all in oil, filters, tires, maintenance stuff, we have no idea. So do we want to sit here and go through every slip and make a note every time we see something in there?
Which is what we expected Dan to do, to keep track
In order to
of
do that,
what is going on with the ground equipment.
he needs a scanner up there.
So he's talking like $125.
I think he said he had asked Elaine for, what a scanner printer would cost, and he was told 300 to 500. So
Oh
eight
no.
hundred,
I just
which to
bought
me
it from
is
BHP
ridiculous.
for $200.
But
That
the other
does
part of it
everything.
is you've already got them that are
Yeah.
handling that paper in this office that are
Yeah, we're
paid
just gonna
less
say,
per hour
okay,
than
so
Dan
what
is.
does Dan put in the scanner? What does he want to scan?
Piece
The
of
receipt.
the
Receipt
receipt
for what? For
All
oil
tires
and
for everything.
kingpins, for everything,
Yep.
right?
And then he
And
can
then,
put
then it's just a pile of stuff which somebody has to organize in the first place. So
That's
what?
why if you scan it into the computer, that's the document right there. It's all in a computer. It can go in a file inside your computer
Okay.
for each piece of equipment where the money is
And
going.
that would Dan would do that. He's got the
He
file
would.
on his computer, and he would do that,
He
right? He would
would, but would our
maybe get some
computer,
help
is
collecting.
our computer program able to put it in the right?
You don't even need a program, and
You
you just
tell it
need
where to go
files.
when you file,
Yeah.
when you scan it, you
Yeah.
say, I want to save that under
Oh,
Mac.
save it here,
I
save
want
it
to
there.
put this under the loader. I want to put this
I
under.
guess who is gonna,
Yeah.
are we gonna have access to be able to
Well,
open up that
then if
folder
we
and
ask for it, they can
they
say
can
here,
print
and
it
you can
on.
look at it with them, or they can print it out.
So what does his computer have Excel on it? The Excel program, he could just take the slip and make a total, make a line item for everything. He could make
Which
an
is
Excel
exactly what
sheet.
I said.
That
John
what
already had started, and I got this.
well,
I'm not doing it.
John
Well,
doesn't want to do it, but can
here's
Dan
the
do
other
it?
thing, Carol. Dan gets paid a lot more than what they do in this office. So
Yeah.
do we want to put somebody being higher paid behind a computer to do that, or somebody that's already got the paperwork in front of them to say, hey, it takes me 30 seconds per time more to just keep it in the
tracked
house.
anyway.
Yeah, I don't understand why
Well, the totals are always tracked, but the
the
individual
surveillance
pieces of equipment
keeping.
wasn't. You know, so and
Yeah.
that's what
Right.
when David
And they
asked,
really would like to
when
be able
David
to
was,
see that.
yeah, when David was asking for it, and he got the totals, and he said,
This
that's not
doesn't give
really,
me enough
doesn't, yeah,
information.
I
Oh, I
want
know
to
it.
see each individual,
Right. An
individual.
individual. And he's right.
Individual
There's
what?
no
Truck?
method.
Individual
Yeah.
piece of equipment?
In the
Yes.
accounting program with the town, there's no method to do that. You're kidding. I mean, I use QuickBooks and I could put in every individual thing and I can total up for one category versus another category, but
But I think purchasing a scanner is the wrong way to go about it. I just think it needs to be handled down here. It's not that hard to put a extra line in an Excel
right.
spreadsheet.
Oh, well, even that is not that hard to just do it down
Well,
here.
it's
Do it down
right.
here.
But
Me,
on
I
the
could
other,
involve him if he doesn't want to.
well, and it's Dan is more than willing to do it because he knows that's what we want done.
Then he should do it.
But money-wise, does it make sense? You know, if
Yes.
he's been out plowing and he's on overtime, so then he's over $40 an hour when you got people in here for $20 an hour that are touching the paperwork anyways.
Yeah,
You know,
doesn't make a lot of sense to
and
put more
honestly,
paperwork on his end.
Dan mentioned this to me, I don't know, a week ago. And I called him before the meeting tonight on my way here. I says, I don't know if it what happened. I says, but boy, this all just made a whole lot more sense to me while you're saying that.
So there's no printer at the town at the garage.
No.
Buy a printer that they all scan now.
Well, you know, if they're $200,
Yeah.
it's you
But what
know,
he's
I need to
saying,
consider that. But are we really
but
gonna
then on,
know how to use it and do it right and make sure we
and
and
then,
not ask you to do it? Look at it
no,
afterwards.
is it making sense though to put it on Dan when that same receipt is already being looked at by Callie and by John? It's
Wasn't
our,
it? I think
why
I.
is he having to
Yeah, it's just more hours you're throwing onto him
onto him
because they
and
just have all the receipts like this. And that,
And
you
that's what
know,
he's got.
what David wants is he wants to
I
know each piece
understand.
of machinery, what is going into it, each piece.
I understand
Yeah.
that.
So the
But I don't.
paperwork goes from Dan, who ordered the repair, to and then approval for paying
It goes
goes
to Callie
into.
to put into the
Well,
thing.
and not every receipt goes to Dan either. Sometimes they get mailed, you know,
Or
they
they
come
get
right in
mailed
here.
in and he doesn't
So
approve it.
then,
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He doesn't even see
yes,
it. Yeah.
yeah.
He
So
doesn't even approve it.
he approves it when he's making the purchase.
Yeah. But the receipt might come into town
But the
clerk.
receipt might get
Yeah.
mailed here.
Yeah.
Let's hold. I would say let's hold off on him getting one and try to work it
Definitely.
out
Okay.
so it gets done here.
Yeah.
And
Yeah. If you
yeah.
need to get back to him, he says, what about the scanner? He said, you know, we've got some
Scanning,
questions
no,
about it.
scanning won't solve that problem though, because he can put that into a folder in his computer. He has to email it or get it here.
But it shouldn't be him, is what we're saying.
Yes, I understand that, but it's still not gonna satisfy because it's just gonna be copies of pieces of paper in a folder, just like you get there, but it'll be on the computer. Whoever gets it here still has to open it up and record each one. So that does not solve the problem, scanning those things in. You already got them. It's a method of recording that you really have to
Set each
Yeah, unless
computer
you
up,
have
set
a
it up, grab your
spreadsheet
own
where
folder,
you have
whatever you
everything
need to do,
listed
put
and
it in a
he
whole
types in
scope
Mac
of
Drop
purpose. You know what I
internationally.
mean?
Yeah, well, and
Then you
you
just
know,
open up the folder and
but it's
just.
just as easy for them to do that here as it is
Yes.
for him to do it at all,
Yes.
is
But
what
put
I'm
your.
trying to
He
get at
might,
too.
when he
Actually,
gets the
you don't
bill.
need a scanner. Just get a, you know, full, any piece of equipment that's being worked on, it's got its own folder. That's where it goes.
But he might have to handwrite on. If a paper comes and says Kingpin's $500, Dan might have to write International Truck. All right.
Shouldn't have
So,
to because when he
well,
orders them or.
he does anyway because they are put to that equipment
That's
for the charge.
because it's like if
But there's
Tim's
nothing
diesel works on
to pull
say
that
black
out
mat,
is the
he's
problem.
gonna put out what he puts for
He's
parts and
keep
labor,
yeah.
and it's gonna say black mat right on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm
You
saying
know,
is
or
the main thing, if it's coming back to here,
it
you
is.
gotta it has to make sure the
It is
slips
already.
stay the piece of equipment,
Right.
not just a general
Right.
Maybe it's just the filing thing. Maybe
Exactly.
they
You know, maybe we
well,
need like
name
folders of the
folder,
big machines, put them in here, that's it.
equipment.
You know?
And so once it's all gone through the proper channels, it gets filed. Instead of in the file for the month that the charge was, you put it in a file that says truck.
Each piece has got its own folder. That's it. And whatever gets done to it, that goes in
And
the
it may
folder.
not be looked at, or it may be looked
Or, yeah,
at.
it may not,
And
or may,
that's fine
that's
too,
what David wants to see.
but the
What?
other thing, oh, he's not the only one. I've
Yeah.
asked for it, and I know Bills has asked for it.
Yeah.
But either way, that needs to happen here because it doesn't
Yes.
make sense for it to John or if he's going through them, he's gonna try to make sure the black mat's together if there's five slips that month.
Yeah.
And then he's gonna stack everything together and go, here you go, Dan, and then Dan to drive up there and file it. He's already got it separated here.
Yeah, and where the bills come in here,
It
as
should
much as
stay
the,
here.
they don't come in over there.
And that way, if we're in a select board meeting and we see a bill that's like,
Well,
oh, what is
no, but
this?
then we
Or
got to make
we
sure
got
that we get all
questions.
the
They've got
paperwork
to
from
we got
Dan
to
if we're
stay
going to
in.
handle it here rather than Dan. You
They
have
have
it.
it
Yeah.
here.
What?
They have it here. It's where they
Yes.
pay the bills from.
Yeah.
So
Some
you
stuff still
don't
comes to
even,
him, though, right? Which is so safe.
But
But it
it all
gets it
comes
here.
here
Yeah. But
for
so he
them to
brings
put
it here
in.
anyway.
They
Yeah.
put it
Okay,
into
fine.
AP.
Yeah.
So,
Gosh.
to me,
Okay.
it's an in-office thing that we
Yeah.
got to get figured
Yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Okay,
And
so
okay,
do we
put
want
them
to
on the
table the
to
scanner for
oh,
now?
put
Yep.
them on chapters for discussion
I've got
ones.
some
Thank
of
you
that
very
in my
much,
fridge.
Spaghetti. Okay. Thank you. Good night,
Thank
Carol.
you. Hi,
Thank you.
Carol. Okay, now we can get started on this pile.
Left by run.
No, we'll start with the overweight permit for Dead River
Okay.
Company.
Okay. Okay, make a motion that we approve the permit for what? Oh, is it overweight?
Dead.
Overweight permit from Dead River Company.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Jennifer's done. Blackfly.
Okay, the next thing here. Assembly application. Oh, this is for the event for approval May 30th. It is the applications for that Blackfly
Yeah.
run and bike ride
Right. Yeah.
on. Yeah, I think we got an email
Yeah, we
on it,
did.
so we knew
Yeah.
mostly what's going on. It's
Right. Right.
did anybody have any questions on it that they need to see this to.
No, I just wondered, you know, I mean, in previous years, they weren't separated like that, but now they are two separate events. You know, the run is one thing, the ride's another.
Yeah, just two different organizers.
Right, two
It's
different
really
organizers.
the same thing, but it's
Yeah, did they put in that paperwork how much they're profiting or their revenue?
charging
Yeah.
price of admission $75.
You ready to approve? Yeah. Or
Yeah,
what?
I did. I guess Elaine would be the one to probably ask, but did she ask for a donation? Or are we asking for a
I
donation
think
when
she
we,
did sort of, and
or when we
they did it.
approve
Was
it?
it last year they gave, and that you know they will again? But I think she would. She's done that. And they're asking for, but we don't have to say we approve based on you
Well,
know
no, I
your
just,
promise to give us a donation.
no. I just was curious if she did that when she sent the application, or if she
Yeah,
was
I was
just.
just looking on the application to see if I could see it anyway.
Okay.
Don't see anything.
But that's,
Well, we
a
have one.
donation is a donation. It's you can't put it in any
Well,
kind
yeah,
of.
you could put it on the application. That's
But you can't, base it on we're going to approve or not. So that's what we're up to now. We're going to approve it or not, right? Okay.
So if someone wants to make a
I'll make a motion that the Black Fly Run and Ride on May 30th be approved.
second.
All those in favor? Right. Fine.
Okay.
I don't see any place to sign on it, but I don't know what it is. Need a place to sign on it and not. Has their signatures. Don't see any.
No, it didn't say anything approved or signature. It just says documents submitted.
Yeah.
So I think there is no request to no signature.
Yeah, I
Okay.
didn't see anything on there
Okay.
saying anything about
I guess that's right. She did ask.
donation. That we
She
did
did
say
ask for
we.
those documents. This is
It,
the second round with this
yeah,
Black Fly
yeah,
thing.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah,
She
and
did ask for the documents. Now we've
yeah,
got them and.
but we
And
did
now
that.
we've approved it.
Yep, and approved it, right.
Did we vote on that one?
Yeah. We no. All those in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
And that's Bourne's in it. That's all that. That's done. That's done.
Okay.
This freedom of the press thing. I don't have a clue what this. I read it when we got the email, and I'd say table it and throw it to David
I don't think David's going to be interested in it
there.
either. Are you interested in that freedom of the press request to us?
Oh.
We're not either,
I really don't
No
understand.
interest.
I think you should
Yeah.
just put it in the trash and don't even
Yeah.
bother David. David's going to look at that and say, "Oh my
Yeah.
God, what
I
are we
don't
doing
know
this
what.
for?" Huh?
Yeah.
I think they were drinking at the board meeting.
I
Oops, I shouldn't be saying that. We're recording.
mean, I want freedom of the press and all that, but I don't know what somebody is asking us for money for, or I really don't.
It's just, another one of these
They're a day
ideas.
late and a dollar short because they should have asked for appropriations and it's too late.
It's our things
I'm
already.
even suggesting that.
Because she wrote, I emailed this something to the town meeting. Not sure if you want to consider otherwise. Well, you ever in good with table on this one?
Well,
Well,
if we
I'm
table
table
with
it, it comes back
it's
up.
just discarding it really. I didn't it's gonna bother if you want David to see it, that's why it'd be tabled, right? You want
Yeah.
David to see it, fine.
Well, I don't care if we can just discard
Yeah, I was just gonna.
Yeah, just yeah, because he's not gonna, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I can't make a decision
I
for
can't
him, but
either make a decision for him, but I'm telling you, he's just you know
if
how
there's
fed up
three
he
of
is
us,
with all this junk that comes our way now.
if there's three of us saying discard it, then we
Yeah.
discard it.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll just discard. Here is this is a thing from Joe Blair on his whole contract on the building.
Oh, so are we then going to what's going on with Blair? That we're going to give him a contract for a year as we do to not Toronto, what's his name? The guy who
Warrior.
activates, yeah, Poirier. This sort of year
Is that what this
contract.
is?
What?
Is that what this
Well,
is?
I thought it was
Something.
just going to be his. Oh, it's a.
Contract approval. So we're making up a contract for him, right?
Yeah.
Like for a year. He's on call to
Oh,
be
it
our
must be.
carpenter.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I didn't.
It doesn't limit to you only to him, but I think that's along that line.
Maybe you guys, do you have any background about why? I thought he was just doing one job for us. Now we're going to contract him to be on contract for a year.
I don't think it's a binding contract that he's the only person that can contract with
No,
you,
but why are we
but
contracting with him? We had him for one job.
I think it's something to do with either the state or payroll because it's the same thing that we do with
Okay.
Alan and
Okay.
other
Yeah,
guys.
it's what we
It's the
do.
same exact paperwork, I
Okay,
believe.
state or paperwork, right.
So I don't know if it's.
Payroll, state or payroll. It's got to have that kind of paperwork, right. Okay, it's justification, I guess,
Yeah, it
but.
just tells all of the things that he needs
I think it more or less makes it so like John can check to make sure he's good on his taxes and that sort of,
Okay.
that his
Well,
business isn't.
who put out this contract? Did we or did
I don't know if it's PLTC or if it's our insurance that
I
puts
don't
that
remember.
out.
We've had that for years, though, a couple of
Yeah,
years.
we've had
Haven't
that
we?
for many years.
For many years, yeah.
Yeah.
These,
So
because
anybody that,
we check them
pardon?
every year.
Yeah, because anybody that contracts work for the town has to have
Has to be
right, because you have
contracted.
to,
Yeah.
yes, because
Okay.
they have to be insured and you have to have
Right.
Yeah.
signatures and all that stuff.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so we want
Okay.
a motion to approve the contract with Joe Blair.
Ring.
Contract for services.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept Blair's Custom Woodcraft for the contract approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Signatures are required, I guess.
No.
Yeah, we already got rid of the town plan.
Oh,
We
by the way, I don't know who writes these things. Never mind. Let's say that.
don't know if there was anything to sign on this. Doesn't look like it. This is all part of that forestry
Back to
plan.
Bill,
Okay,
please. Thank you.
Yep.
So we're done with the forestry plan part because we already made the motion
Yep.
to
Yeah.
accept it.
Right.
This upcoming clean water board meeting, I think this is just informational.
Are you
Yep, that's
what are you looking at?
correspondence.
Correspondence?
Yep.
Oh,
Okay.
yeah, I'm just going through the stack. I'm not going
Okay.
through
Yeah. Okay.
the, but yeah, that's, I guess that's correspondence.
And we didn't get any payroll. We just got select orders, right? You want to start? Or what? We're not there for
Okay,
that,
let's
right?
okay, we did the overweight permit, we did the black fly,
Yep.
freedom of the press, we got rid of Blair's, we get done. So yeah, I think we get everything.
And there's nobody online for comment.
Nope, nobody
Okay.
online.
We do have three sets of minutes here.
Oh. The addition.
Oh,
Do
okay,
we
yeah,
want to?
addition app, the applications.
Yeah. So, do we want to set some dates that were available and then have Elaine get a hold of them?
Okay, I'm lost. What are you talking about?
These we have
Do
two
we got to have
applications.
I thought we
So,
were going to open those tonight.
yeah.
Come
Are
on.
we opening them tonight or are we can? I mean, I
I
think
was
we
thinking
can
you'd
close
open
them.
them before you set, because if somebody might say, I can only work every third
Yep, no, of
Saturday
course.
and
All right,
you might.
we can open them, yeah.
No. I'd say open them and see what we got, and then because we had set the date based on if they.
So that Gordon is still.
Well, this guy's worked in recycling centers before.
Oh,
Yep. For the town of Burke.
yeah. Yeah. This guy's from Sutton.
This one is too.
Not from
First name, Eric.
No, it was a Kevin.
Okay.
Same with Greg.
Want to
This is a bus driver, tanker driver, hiker.
Okay.
Or hiker, driver. This ain't
Rice,
gonna.
like, right, make place. Okay.
He's looking for a
Things didn't spell
recycling job, not a
exactly, but that's all right. I can't even read this.
That says Mountain View Inn, groundskeeper,
Yeah,
seasonal, McDonald's, fry guy. He
Fry Guy at
worked at
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Okay. Okay.
Cabot Creamy, Cutting Wrap,
Okay.
found a different job.
Yep.
Town of Burke Recycling for 2 weeks. He worked there 2 years. I mean, his top. Top years. He worked at McDonald's for 17 years, so.
Well, I got, yeah, I mean, he, this, you know, looks good to me based on his past work experience. It's, we don't need any someone who's a expert in recyclable materials. He'll find that out.
And it says previous recycling can drive forklift.
Oh, it can drive a forklift.
We don't have one, but did
That's right.
you
Didn't we
know
get rid of it?
at certain spot places, if you have a pallet jack, you have to be forklift certified
Oh, yeah.
because that's what OSHA says. They're nothing alike.
Yeah. It's a whole different game with the electric ones.
Yeah,
That
but
those are quick.
that's
They
a whole
can't.
different game.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Do
we?
if he's an older man, that's fine. You know what I mean? It's not like he's looking to make a lot of money or something. You know
Yeah,
what I
I
mean?
know.
Do you know it?
No, but Dan saw this guy, and this guy here is retired,
Okay, yeah.
and I guess this guy's a younger guy. But he's just kind of, looking. He has, I guess, some small jobs or whatever, and he's looking to get more hours.
Okay,
Not
as Bill said, you
completely,
know, he
but just
worked
something
at
to,
McDonald's for what, 17 years?
yeah,
You
just
know.
something to fill in a little bit extra money type of a thing.
Okay.
So
So he might be a little younger than this fellow, huh?
but my thought is if we bring both of them in an interview, maybe one of them wants to do it all the time, but maybe one of them's just looking for here and there as a fill-in, because as we had talked before, having a spare, if Darcy's out or if this other guy's out or whatever, we'd have somebody.
When was Elaine going to be back?
I
Maybe
believe
tonight or
not,
tomorrow.
yeah, but
Oh, this soon.
I believe she's back in the office tomorrow.
Oh.
Isn't she going away though for a couple of weeks
Yeah,
pretty
she
soon?
changed it to
Oh, she
a
changed
couple of
it.
short trips versus one
Versus
long.
two weeks
Yeah.
away. Okay. She's been
Oh,
away.
yeah,
Pardon?
she left
She was.
Wednesday, I believe. Wednesday, May.
But she still sends emails as
Well,
she.
this guy's even done his whole curriculum
Resume,
vitae or something.
yeah.
So
Yeah, so
he.
I would say have Elaine.
Do you guys have certain days that you cannot?
I don't know.
Wednesday and Thursday morning this week, I have golf. That's my, and next Monday I have a doctor's appointment. But
Yeah, I can't remember what my calendar says, Isaiah, at this point,
three
but I
things
know
on
it's
my
been
calendar
a
is a lot.
couple of what?
I said three things on my calendar is a lot, so.
Yeah. Well, do you have envelopes? Do you want to put this back in here?
There's one
This
here.
is, I don't know. Nah.
Yeah, they didn't really.
This doesn't matter.
No,
Envelope
so.
stuff. Okay. So, what are you coming
So,
up with?
Friday of this week's not a good day. Wednesday is not a good day. And next Wednesday is not a good day.
So it's Thursday,
And Thursday, Bill's got
Tuesday,
golfing.
And Wednesday.
And Wednesday, Bill's got golfing.
Well, if we
The other
wanted
thing
him.
is, I'm available in the evening to do another, to do an evening interview if that wasn't still.
I know, but it's such a drag, you know. You've got
Well,
enough.
those guys might not be able to do during the
Right.
day either,
Put those back.
I guess we'll want to get them on the same day, I would think half an hour apart or something, but
Yeah.
that's what we normally have done. And
When's our next meeting?
two
Like
weeks.
2 weeks. Well, I mean, that's the only one in February then, right? We've got one more.
Yeah. But
What?
like this Saturday would be the 14th. Means someone will have to help Darcy. Which, like I said, I don't mind going down there for a day. If we don't hire somebody this week, then.
Right.
So can we maybe put them in on the next, the last select board meeting in February? Say 5 to 4 for one and 5:30 for the other. Is that too early for you?
I can't get here for five.
Okay.
My bus run gets
Okay.
done at five most nights.
Okay.
Is it that late?
Yeah.
All right. Then
Okay.
I don't know, maybe you just schedule and then I don't know, for 6 or sometime after the meeting on the next, where we've already got a meeting coming up.
Right.
Put trying to fit them in then. What do you think?
I'd say call one of them and say be there Saturday and tell the other one to be there the next Saturday. And
See who shows up.
if one of them shows up, then we've got an employee.
Oh, that's cute, Bill.
Hey, that's the
Except
way
they
life is.
have to sign paperwork.
Yeah. If they're not on the payroll, then.
Well, let me see what Elaine can do as far as getting hold of them. If they have, when we could do it, see what she can set up.
Okay, if she's gonna be back to do that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could do any night this week, really.
Yeah. Yeah, because like I said, even if we did a, like you said, if we did a 6 and a 6:30,
Yeah.
they'd be, it's not like one of these meetings. But I think trying to add those onto a select
I
board
know,
night
but
meeting would be a
then
lot.
also to my mind, adding another meeting here during the week, I've got transfer station tomorrow, not transfer station, WMD tomorrow, something else on Wednesday, I couldn't remember. I just for me these night, twice a month is fine. That's it.
Okay. Well, if we can do something during another day during the day.
It's another meeting, Never mind. Whatever you guys want to do. I would just as soon keep it.
Well, with
If it.
David being sick, I mean, that's if we had a five-person board like we should.
Right.
If one person can't make it, it's like
Yep.
no big deal. But David can't make it, and we're down to three. So
Yep.
it's hard to say, well, me and Isaiah will handle it
Right.
because then we don't have a quorum.
Right. So you decide what it is and I'll try and fit it in. Okay, between the two of you.
That works. I mean, like I said, other than Wednesday and Thursday morning, I'm pretty free.
Got it. Okay, I'll touch base with Elaine tomorrow morning and we'll go from there and see what we can get.
Okay. These minutes from far back, I can't remember them anymore. You read them all 3 weeks ago.
Minutes, yeah, I know.
This.
This is payroll,
Well, that looks a lot different
doesn't it?
than.
Oh, okay,
No wonder it doesn't have its own folder,
yeah.
huh?
I think we've all seen these minutes. They've been out for a while.
Yeah, do you want me to make a motion?
Yeah, I don't want to because.
I'll second it.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve special select board meeting January 6th, select board meeting January 12th, and January 26th.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yeah, this one here, I'll sign it, even though I was only here for half of it, but my name shows up in a couple places, so.
Sorry, I got short arms. Blame her.
My arms are long. Boarding house reach I've got.
I forgot to ask John. I wanted to ask him where that Merc landed at Elm Garage. With the lights in the fire station, if they were going to redo those under that Merck grant or not.
Yeah,
Do you
I'm
know
not
about
sure.
that?
No, I don't know where that did end up.
I just think it's crazy the rest of the building got lights and they didn't.
Yeah, if we own, I'm not
we
sure
own
what
it.
the deed does.
Well, I think the state actually owns it.
Well, they own the road. And side.
Yeah, but this, like, don't they own the whole property?
No, I think when we got that from them, it was just we owned the original garage, they added on,
they added
and
on
then they gave us the right to
their
use
garage.
that forever.
Yeah.
But I don't know the fire department when they added on.
See, according to what I want to say Peter had told Dan and I that when we were down there looking at that door that day, is that the fire department, that was kind of their, one of their payments from the town was being able to use the bill, have those two bays. But I don't know whoever ended up paying for the bays, but either
Yeah.
way, it's owned by the town of Westmore.
Yeah.
Okay, we got something here in the selectors of $4,000 to Brookfield Service.
Yep, that's for the down payment for the generator.
Again, could you give me the price on the generator? Just off your head.
8,000.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was, okay.
So
that was, we had to give him like 50 for down.
Correct.
Okay.
So I had called David the morning because during the last meeting, David had told me and John to kind of take care of the getting the generator done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had called David the next morning that when John was in, whatever day that was, I think it was Thursday when
yeah.
John came in. And I said, I just was looking at that contract again. And I said, it has a spot on there where you actually save 3%, which is like $250 to
give
pay
50%
now if you pay full price up front.
Oh.
And I says, I don't have a problem with that as long as they can have some sort of a stiff agreement of this is the date that it will be completed by.
Yeah.
And David agreed. He says, as long as they have a firm completion date,
yeah,
then we can go that route.
Okay.
John and I called Brookfield and they said, well, we can't do that until you have a contract with us. And it's like,
oh, okay.
If you guys don't want to put a little bit out, your skin in the game, we're not putting all
yeah.
our skin in the game either.
Yeah.
For $250.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we signed the contract to give them the $4,000 up front, which.
But we didn't get the.
For the down payment. But we don't.
I see.
We don't get the $250.
Right.
Yeah, we don't get the break.
But I can see doing it that way because.
Okay.
You give them $8,000 and then
then
they don't show up
don't.
2 months.
Yeah. But if they had given us the, you know, the 250 off and wrote right in the contract. It'll be done by the end of February.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you got Joe Blair here, right?
Now, I knew he wanted to get a
Wait,
bill in.
pay for the maintenance, whatever he did at the garage. And then
Yep.
there's another one here for contract services grant. Don't
I know he
understand that.
changed
What?
the door in the town garage. There was one of the
We just
man
did, we
doors.
just signed for contract services, right?
Yeah.
But grant. It says
I don't
grant.
know why it says
I
grant.
don't either,
That would be
but
a John. I don't know if maybe John got the door under Mert.
oh gosh. Okay, I'll ask him. I'll
That
find
would be
out.
the only thing I could think of because I
Okay.
know the door didn't seal very good. And I know when Joey took the door out,
Yeah.
he said he had all he could do to pound the old door out with a sledgehammer. It was so tight.
Okay.
No, yeah.
That is another 2300.
Yeah. And that's probably
The door.
the door and
Okay, I'll
install
find out about the what
the
the
metal,
grant
that metal
means,
door.
what
Yeah.
this grant means thing. Okay,
Yep.
thanks. See here, we got like shop tools over. You know, I mean, gotta have a folder for this stuff. Dan, just put the receipts right in there, and then either you sort it out, or somebody here will, or you know, put it together, and we'll figure
Well,
out what our equipment is costing us. What?
aren't they the bills?
Yeah.
I thought they were.
I'll give it to you and you can look it over now. There you go.
With your
You
stuff.
want
Either way, gotta go both ways, so.
well, he's got an empty table. You also here?
These are
That...
yours. You gotta sign those.
Okay. These are yours. I think this, check it out. See what's not enough in there.
Well, these will be mine after I see that.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is gone. This minute. Why didn't you do it? Oh, you haven't looked at it yet. Okay. Shame.
Electron on it.
Oh, the payroll is the first one. Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah,
Oh,
yeah.
I
Just
just
the
assumed it is coming with that,
first
but.
four of them get checks. The rest of them do electronic.
I wonder if maybe they changed something in the payroll company.
Yeah.
Yeah, Elaine said something about it would just be the warrant because there were only four checks or something.
Yeah,
Oh, so it
it's
was
just
done
the
that way.
first four
Right.
were checks and the rest of the electronic.
Right. This one's done.
That auto saver center, oh, that was GMC. They ended up covering the transmission on that.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Which piece of equipment?
The ton truck, the
Oh, yeah.
garbage truck.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was a little
Just
bit over the.
yeah, it was 800 miles over and they covered it. So
Yeah, they could
to
have
me,
said.
that says something when we go to
Yeah.
replace that down the road.
Yeah, definitely going to want to give them a.
What?
Well, they covered it where they didn't have to it. They could have said, nah, you're over the mileage.
And they gave him a loaner vehicle the whole time, so
Yeah. Yeah. A nice
so
new
we think
truck.
should be.
It should be.
Hopefully,
But a lot of
I
places
mean,
are.
I know they're not, but it gets to be like, wow, somebody did us a favor.
No,
We
somebody
should.
did what they were supposed to.
There are still nice people out
Yep.
there.
You up?
There's still nice people out there.
Yes. Right.
I can tell you of a group of people that are real nice people, but we'll keep them out of it tonight.
No, I want to all the news I've been reading. There's not many nice people around anymore. No. No.
I try.
Nope.
Did we forget? Hey, we've been in this place the last few times we've been here. It's like
You probably didn't turn it on
cold.
when you came in.
You got a sweatshirt
I
on tonight.
know.
Yeah, I don't.
But you didn't turn it on.
Poor Miriam's gonna be over here shivering away.
Well, you know, I put my coat on, but I brought a couple of things I was going to put in the coat rack. Found these.
Ah, some wooden pegs.
Yeah, but they've got nails on them, so I don't know if it'll work. Course, I could sort of fool around trying to take the nails out. I'm not sure. It should. It's not a very good nail, though. I mean, not a very good hook.
It's better than the one that was there.
Yep, it is.
Now you're gonna get stained so it matches.
Pardon?
You have to stain it so it'll match. Next meeting.
And then sun dry it so it
Yeah.
fades a little bit.
Yeah, but yeah, Bill is from
This is Joe Blair.
Joe Blair,
Yeah.
but that's not the whole thing because when the new door comes in, they'll be.
Well, what was it? That was 3,800? Yeah,
Yeah, but it
3,800.
was a lot higher price. It was like 10,000, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 9,000
So
and
this is
change.
just his work.
Yeah,
Okay.
and
Well, that's
then,
not the door.
right.
Is this the garage door still from that accident? And before you guys go, I mean, could you just give me a wrap up on what you decided regarding the letter to quit, to resign from Austin?
Does this need to be muted for that or no?
No, because it's
Okay.
been public,
Okay.
or it was on.
But there's nobody on there.
Yeah,
I
no,
know, but it's being
recording. It's
recorded.
being
Yeah.
recorded, but
When we came out of executive, we
accepted
accepted
it.
his resignation.
And that's all you're going to tell me?
Basically, all there was that.
Well, the decision now we've got to go around and we've got to put an ad in the paper.
Yeah,
Right?
we
Oh,
haven't done any of
we're
that.
not going to
No.
even think about that at this point. It's,
Just get by with Riley. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's
And
all. That's all you need
Darcy.
to know. Yeah.
Yep, for now, that's
Okay.
all there is.
Okay.
And it's not that we're holding anything from you.
So no, but you were going to, I don't know, three
Reach
or four
out.
of you go and talk to him and talk to folks in Austin.
Well, I did reach out, but I never heard that.
Oh, okay. So that you
So,
didn't. Nobody actually saw him. We just got
nope.
that.
And he's
That's
working in
cool.
Brownington at this
That's
point.
enough. That's all
Yep.
gone. Okay, it's all done with that.
Yep.
Okay, I guess we're ready to summon anything.
Yep, sorry.
Oh, I think that there was one more spot on there somewhere.
If I
Miriam.
find it, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I think it was, I think I saw it. I think Miriam need to.
Got it.
This one's done, all done. These are the minutes. All these are done. Just the three of us. It's so long. Remember when there used to be just three in the circle?
Yeah, well,
I don't know how we ever got by.
it does make it easier with five
Yeah.
when to
Oh,
make keep
it's going to
making
be a.
decisions when a lot of times when you
What's
get when
this?
you that this was the paper is it's junk.
Okay.
And he did take that 4,000 out of the infrastructure for the generator. It's
Oh, you just see
labeled
it right
correctly.
there. Yep. Oh, and that's the slipboard.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I saw that too. Right.
I know you were asking earlier, that's why I
Right. Thank you.
wanted to make sure you had seen it.
Yeah.
You haven't fun yet.
The construction,
There's a lot of
not
paper.
the gym.
A lot of
No.
them did this one night. And this wasn't out on the table. And we went through the whole meeting going by what was on here. And then it was like someone finally was like, oh, there's our folder with everything. And we went, oh, well, that makes more sense. We had all the paperwork to go with it. I think we tabled a lot of stuff that night because
These are the minutes we wrote. They go in the pile somewhere.
Isaiah's got to sign those.
Oh, he didn't sign?
Yeah,
No,
no.
he's still looking at him.
Oh, no, oaf. Great.
You're going to sign that one.
Yes.
It's not my family. Yeah, that guy that was sitting in here tonight, I thought that was Zhang.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't seen him for 10
Yeah.
years. So when he's sitting there not saying anything, then
Ben?
that we
Yeah.
got that. Yeah.
Ben, the appraiser?
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of, I don't know. When I said, opened my mouth and said it was the other thing, he just kind of, I think he shut down kind of.
Yeah,
Oh, well.
I
Don't.
still like the listener's feedback on it, but the way I understood it, list the higher priced ones of the one that wanted our listers to do a lot more work. I understood
That's
it.
true. I think that you weren't here for those
I
interviews.
was here for the first one. I wasn't
Oh,
here for the
for Nemric,
yeah.
right?
I was here for Nemric, but I
Right.
wasn't here for these guys.
For this one. But the other thing that I think for what it counts as matters to David is the time involved. He would just as soon get it done in 2 years rather than four, which
But
Nemric said they do.
this guy's answer tonight was like,
There's one thing that stuck out in my mind between the two. So when we had sat down with both of them
Yeah.
and we had asked Nemric how many houses they were able to get into there and how they got it,
Yeah.
into them,
Yeah.
they were very laid back on how their answer was. And they were saying right around 80 to 90%.
But they, I think, was they also, or was it the other one that said, and we don't make a fuss about it. If somebody doesn't want us to come in, that's fine with us.
Yep, that's
That was
what
never.
these. Nope, that was these
That
guys.
was those guys.
But these guys also had said that, was it 10 years or so ago, they had done Williston. It was either Williston or
Yeah.
Winooski,
Yeah.
and they had gotten into 80%.
Yeah.
And when they recently did it, they got into about 40%. That's a huge
To me,
difference.
sure it is. Sure it is.
That
That's not good. Yeah, it's more
scares
people are
me.
saying, not my property,
Well, yeah, and then you don't really get a good
Now
evaluation.
you don't know if they've
You don't
made
think so?
really just if you if they don't get to see
People would
people.
welcome them to come in your house and yeah.
Absolutely. I want a fair evaluation. I don't want to have somebody think they know what my house is.
But if you've done a lot of remodeling, you
Yes.
say, hey, stay out. Yeah.
Then again,
That.
you if you go to
Well.
do something or change it or finance or whatever, you want your
Yeah.
fair
If
evaluation.
you're going to sell it, you want
If you
the,
want to sell it, or if you're
fire.
something.
I thought, I don't know, I'm not really experienced about this stuff, but I thought the less your property is evaluated, the better off you are.
It depends what you're doing with your property and what you want to happen with your property.
If you have to have a mortgage or
Okay, you have to
something,
have a
you.
mortgage, or what about when it goes up for sale?
Yeah, you're better off with a higher.
You're better off with the higher one?
Well,
Well, yeah.
you want to get as much money as you can from it. So, if it's the town has it appraised, if they have town has it at 300 and the person says, I'm going to give you 250, you just
Yeah.
say, yeah, look what the town has it at.
Right.
I don't know where this one goes, Isaiah. Right
Just
here?
on.
Is
Yeah.
it the first
Yep.
page and then this is payroll?
Yeah, you put this with that.
And then put this on top.
And I'll make a motion to that we've reviewed and approved the Bills and payroll number three.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Aye. Did we approve the minutes? Yeah, you
we
read
did
the
approve
motion.
The minutes already?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think we're done.
Well, here's the grant manager policy. Do you want to review that yourself?
Yeah, that's what he gave us, each a copy of those.
Yeah, yeah. Good reading.
Trying to get to sleep at night.
Mary did put a chat in here that she would wants to know if the board would share the bids with her.
Not right now, I don't think. We haven't gotten...
I mean, you guys haven't decided on which one you're going with, but
Well, I think legally she can come and see them anyways because it's public notice.
Do you know that they're going to be closed to a couple of days?
Yeah, and then
what?
Next couple Tuesdays.
Next, yeah.
I see.
Oh, just on Tuesdays, right? So if you're around, I don't know if you guys do want to tell her. I guess it's okay, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, or if he comes in.
Yeah,
she can look at it.
Yeah,
right.
It's all
right.
She's gonna see them anyways.
Yes, yeah,
that's
public
right.
knowledge. Yeah. At this point, we opened them. It's
Do you need some help closing?
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Did we?
Stop. I just want to make sure you got the other guy that was on them.
No, I don't. Did we?
Well,
motion passed. Did we vote on the select orders and the payroll?
Yeah, we all said aye.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Larry knocked over the mailbox today.
Larry did.
It's too bad because it'll never be as good as it was the first time. You don't put it in Chaquette and Eli, the Amish guy.
Yeah. Did right. They knock the whole post over or just not?
No, when I was just coming out tonight, I just saw it. I think the post is delivered, but the box is gone. I don't know what happened to that.
In the snowbank somewhere there.
Ship your mail, your bills away.
Huh? Yeah.
Ship the bills away.
Can't really use it anyway. It just gets trashed stuff and then I got a post office box, you know.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. At 8:18.
Stopping recording.
Not too bad.
Ending?
No, we got through quite a bit of stuff tonight with, you know, when